Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1115, the topic is nutrition and the title is Don't Stop There. Now, what we're talking about today is with discussions I get into with clients on our weekly meetings, whether they're in-person clients I meet with every week or virtual clients, and we do like consultations through Zoom and FaceTime and stuff like that. It's often that we discuss how their food has been since the last time we had met. Now, before we meet, I read through their accountability charts that I have them follow. We converse back and forth through our online journal where they can ask questions, I can provide answers, and I look through their like food tracking apps. So I'm well aware of what has happened. The discussion I'm trying to get into is to discuss why it happened. Now, I don't, like, if we all, you know, if we mess up and they're not on their plan, I'm not wanting to scold them. My goal isn't to try to make them feel bad. It's actually just to discuss the why of why it happened so we can make a plan for how to better stay on the plan. So often when people mess up, they're aware of it. They even know the reason, but they stop there. They don't take the next step of trying to make a counter plan, setting up strategies of how to address the reason they went off their plan. So they go off the plan, but they then don't make a plan to stay on the plan. And that's what I want to talk about today. So if you go off the plan and you know why, don't stop there. Make a plan. Make a plan to better stay on the plan. So let's talk through some client examples and let's see what we can learn from this. So one client, they traveled to see family. They did not have the right foods in the house at all. So it was not the type of foods that they eat. The people didn't eat at the same meal times that they would normally eat. They kind of felt uncertain with what to do. So they skipped a lot of meals. It led to them being super hungry. They had a big splurge of a bunch of foods they know they normally would not eat. And they came back feeling defeated and like they had to kind of like start everything all over again. Now, just because they messed up one or two days does not undo, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months of work. There is going to be like a weight kind of increase as we kind of retain more water weight from the increased foods. But that'll often drop off pretty quickly and things will come back to kind of a normalized state. But whenever I have a client like talk to me about this, a general question that I'll ask back is, what would you do different next time? You will travel. You will see family and friends. You will be out of your normal routine. That's life. That's absolutely going to happen time and time and time again. So we need to make a plan to better stay on the plan. What would you do different next time to help you stay on the plan? So we talked through some options, and not all of these are going to work in every scenario, but it's good to know that these are available. And there's actually even more than just this. But one of the things we talked about was to buy food and take with you. Meredith and I recently, just this past weekend, we went to a friend's wedding. And we do eat higher protein foods than most people, like higher protein amounts than most people. We do eat more often than most people. So we wanted to make sure we had an ability to still control our nutrition our way while still then being able to eat with everybody else at their mealtimes. So we got some Core Power drinks, which is like a protein-based kind of a protein drink, like a pre-made protein drink. I think it's made by the company Fairlife. But it's Core Power. It's like a protein drink. And then we got some protein bars. I got some cashews. So we took some stuff with us. Like Core Power does not need the drinks. Protein drinks don't need to be refrigerated. So that was really helpful. Protein bars don't need to be refrigerated. They need to do cashews. So when we went to the like hotel area, like building that we were staying at, we didn't know if we'd have a refrigerator or not. So we bought things that don't need to be refrigerated. And we bought things that fit into our normal kind of macronutrients and food types and selections. But we took that with us. So that's definitely something you can do is buy food and take it with you. Then depending on how long you're staying at the place you're at, you can use apps like Uber Eats or Instacart. So her and I have gone different places, and I've had clients do this as well, is if they're going on a work trip, for example, and they're going to be in a location for 3, 4, maybe even 5 days, we'll use Instacart. and have somebody bring groceries to them. They do this at two hotels. They will bring groceries to the hotel. You can pick it up, and now somebody has done your shopping for you. All you had to do is take, you know, the elevator down to the lobby, grab it, and then come back up. Awesome. So you can have food delivered to you. So if you're taking a long plane flight and or a long drive, and you're like, how the hell am I going to take food with me? I can't take enough. Well, you use Instacart. If you're there only temporarily, like one night, you can use something like Uber Eats. Check and see what restaurants are around you. Have something delivered to you. So that is a great solution, is if you can't bring food with you, have food delivered to you. Another option is communicate with your family and friends. Let them know what you need ahead of time, especially if you're meeting family. They often will ask you, like, hey, what do you want to eat while you're here? Or, oh, hey, I'm making this, this, and this, and this. Won't that be a great meal? Is that something you'd like? They'll often want to attend to your needs. So communicate with them. Tell them what your needs are. Say, hey, yeah, I'm having, you know, right now on my diet, I try to eat 4 to 5 times a day. I know that's a lot for everybody else. So would it be possible to have, you know, foods XYZ available just at the house for snacking throughout the day? If you don't want to ask that, then have it Instacarted to the house. And you might say, well, isn't that insulting to have that done? No. Communicate with them and tell them what's happening. Say, oh yeah, I normally eat a little more often throughout the day. I didn't want to put that financial burden on you, so I'm just having a little bit of food delivered so that way I can have that as a snack around the house. I really appreciate you welcoming me into your home. I really appreciate the time with you. I just want to make sure I stay on my diet. And it's amazing. Your family and friends actually like you, and they will want you to be happy. They will want you to still be on your diet. They will want to help. So asking them to be part of your journey actually helps a lot. That's very helpful. People love feeling needed. They love feeling kind of a part of your story, especially if they're family and friends. And then if food is their love language. So I know a lot of people where they will want to feed me, and that's their way of making me feel loved and comforted. So if I were to reject their food, they would feel like I was rejecting them. Now, that's kind of a bummer because that isn't my love language, but I know that that's their love language. So, what do? Well, I express to them what my needs are for food. I give some caloric allowance in my day to their foods. So I'll say, hey, you know what? I normally would eat, you know, XYZ for lunch and supper. Those would attribute to about, say, just making up numbers, say 1,200 calories in my day. So I'm going to open up 1,200 calories, and whatever they make me, I'm going to kind of do my best to guesstimate it, put it into, you know, my Fitness Pal, figure out around 1,200 calories, and I'll eat a little bit of what they're having. But a bite or two of their food with a ton of compliments works just as well as eating a ton of the food, feeling overstuffed and feeling defeated, angry, guilty, you know, just all the negative emotions behind eating food that you didn't necessarily want to eat. So you deserve to be loved as much as they deserve love. So love yourself by communicating, by maybe finding a middle ground, allowing some caloric allowance towards what they make, but then not overeating. Eat a bite or two, compliment the hell out of them, you know, push around the plate, have a great conversation, and stay within the parameters that you feel comfortable. They got the time with you. They saw you eat a bite or two. You gave them the compliments. They feel loved. You feel loved because you didn't overextend yourself. So it's amazing how much can be helped by simply just communicating what our needs are. It's amazing. But yet we often don't do it because we feel like it's confrontation. It's ridiculous. Our family and friends love us. How would you feel if they approached you with the same conversation? If they were to say, hey, you know what? I decided this month I'm going to be a vegan. And you're like, oh, damn. I didn't know that. I had prepared, you know, like maybe steak for dinner. You would be fine with it. You would put the steak in the freezer. You'd go buy a bunch of kale and quinoa and whatever the hell else they would want to eat. And you would cook that up with as much excitement as you made that steak with, right? You would do that for them. Allow them to do that for you. It would make you feel good doing it for them. Let them feel good as well. So it may not be perfect next time, but with a plan, with using some of the things we just talked about right now, with a plan, with strategies, you can better stay on the plan. So another client, they went out with friends. They had planned to eat like an early dinner, and then there was like an evening event, and then they were going to hang out like, I think, afterwards. Well, it didn't go well. It didn't go as planned. So people ended up being late, so they missed the meal before the big event. Then after the event, they went to a bar and just had a bunch of drinks. So for like 12 hours, the only calories they had was alcohol. Not going to be the best thing, especially for this client. They're trying to get on stage and look like freaking ripped and ready. Horrible day. Not a good day. But that's life. So we are going to see friends. We are going to hang out with people. So if we look at this event, if we look at this day, what could they do differently next time? What's their plan to stay on the plan? So we talked about some options was to eat their last meal as close to the event as possible. So yes, they said they were going to go out to eat with friends. But typically when you go out to eat with friends, you're not really as worried about the food as you are about the company. So they could have eaten a meal and then went out with friends and maybe ate a side salad, something like that. Now, did they know that ahead of this time that they would miss the meal? No, they had absolutely no clue. They would have assumed that they were going to go eat. But now, next time, they don't have to be kind of victim to that assumption going wrong. They can eat something ahead of time and then just aim for a very small meal with friends, you know, just enjoy the company at that time. They also could have stopped at a gas station between where they had gone, thinking they were going to have dinner, and the event, they had to drive. They could have stopped at a gas station, got some cashews, got something to drink, got something to eat. They could have bought some food and took with them to the event. They didn't do those things. And that's, like, again, not on them because in the moment they were reacting. They weren't sure what was happening. So in the ahead of time, when we look at this after the time steps and we say, here's our plan for next time. It isn't with the intention of saying, look at all you could have done right. Look at all you've messed up. That's ridiculous. That's not helpful, and that's not even what we're trying to do. What we're trying to do is say, okay, given this situation again, how can I be better kind of prepared in my decision-making the next time? What can I do differently to stay better on my plan? So we're not trying to identify mistakes that were made. We're identifying opportunities to improve in the future. That sounds like I'm just playing with language, but it's playing with your mindset. And that's very important. You need to maintain a positive, progressive mindset. That's going to get you into this next step planning. When we start playing the blame game and we get mad at ourselves, that's when we often stop. Because we say, oh, I screwed up because of this. Dang it, anyhow, I'm such an idiot, blah, 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 blah. And then we were done. And then we didn't talk about how to be any better. We didn't talk about what to do next time. So it's better to think of, okay, well, that day was garbage. Crap. What can I do next time to kind of be better in control and stay closer to my goal? Boom. Positive. Forward. Forward thinking. That's what we want. Then, when they were at the bar, they could have, you know, maybe if the bar had any food whatsoever that had calories other than alcohol, that would have been a good choice to do. And also, they could have laid off some of the alcohol drinks. They could have had a diet soda that looks like a mixed drink. You know, you get some Diet Coke, tell everybody it's Jack and Coke or whatever the hell you put with Coke, and that's good. So you can also, you know, this is scary, but you can actually talk to your friends. You can communicate with your friends. If they're driving, explain why you want them to stop at a gas station. It takes less than 5 minutes. Say, hey, you know, since we missed dinner, I'd really like to grab something before we get to the event. Would you mind stopping at the gas station? I'll just run in real quick and grab something. That's not the end of the world. Well, you would do it for them, right? Let them do it for you. If you're drinking a diet soda, you know, at the bar and everybody's like, oh, you're not drinking a beer. Say, you know what? I have a goal. I really want to try to lose some weight. I'm really excited about it. I'm giving it my best this time. And the diet soda just helps me kind of stay on track. So I enjoy it. I'm having fun. Loving being out with you guys. I just want to make sure I stay on my diet. There you go. Awesome. Congratulations. Great. So if they don't, they're kind of shitty friends. And even if you have shitty friends, it doesn't mean that you need to give up your goals. They can just be shitty friends, and then you can stay on your goal. So people aren't always going to necessarily react positively to you, but they're not always going to react negative. Too often we assume people are going to feel attacked. They're going to feel negative. You know, I don't want to make my friends feel bad about themselves. So you're going to feel bad about yourself? That's stupid. So you deserve to be happy as much as they would. So express what you want. let them, if they feel bad about drinking then because you said you were trying not to drink, that's on them. That's their own life choices. So you can't live your life based on what their like needs and, you know, emotions are, because you're going to be sacrificing your own all the time. That's not appropriate. This is your life. You get to live it your way. So communicate with your friends. Let them understand what you're going through. Let them be a part of it. Let them help in it. Say, hey, yeah, I'm just trying to drink this diet soda. Really want to stay on my goal. You know, if you see me drinking a beer or something later on, remind me, you know, say, hey, I thought you were dieting. And they'll go, ha, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, and then they'll just kind of play along. But this is what we can do, is try to think ahead of time. Like think, I guess, like after the time to think ahead of the next time on how we can make a plan to better stay on plan. So we all fall off our plans from time to time. That's life. That's absolutely going to happen. We will make mistakes when given new circumstances. No one has, you know, 20/20 hindsight before their sight. Okay? So we all fall off our plans from time to time. That is life. But we can get better each time we do fall off, by learning from it, so we can better stay closer to our plan and reach our goals and feel in control of our life. So when you go off the plan, analyze why, and then make a plan to address it in the future. When you go off the plan, make a plan to stay on the plan. That's the goal. Cool. So hopefully this was helpful. Just remember, communication helps a lot. So we don't do that enough in life. So please do that. And then anytime you make a mistake, forgive yourself. You did the best you could with what you knew at that time. Analyze it and try to make a plan for how to do better next time. Okay? Cool. Well, if you have any questions, email me at brutalirongym@gmail.com if you're struggling to kind of figure out what your plan would be for the next time. Let me know what happened, and I'll help you try to make a plan for it. I appreciate everybody listening to the podcast. I sincerely do. It's amazing that the podcast has been growing so well this year. It's really cool to see the new reach. We are across all 50 states in the United States, over 30-plus countries now, which is pretty insane. So I really sincerely appreciate everybody participating and listening. And the more you communicate, the more we kind of touch base with what you want to learn and what you want to know and what your questions are, the better I can make this podcast for everybody. I truly want this to be what you need it to be. So if you need anything at all, email me all the time, brutalirongym@gmail.com. Okay. Well, if you do need any help with kind of creating nutrition programs, we have that. We have $100 a month. We do nutrition-only coaching now because we had a ton of requests for that. So basically what it is we have a nutrition kind of program that's for you, designed for you, your preferences, your schedule, your goals, your needs, everything for you. And then I communicate with you every single week through an online document. And it's kind of like a journal where you ask questions, I ask questions, you know, and we kind of converse back and forth. And you have kind of like an assignment to work on each week. You see how you do on that assignment. I tell you if you did great. If we did, we move on to the next part. If we kind of need to clean up that assignment, we stay there and kind of clean that up for the following week. But the goal is to progressively over 16 weeks, get you to where you can write and control your own diet all the time, always. You'll know it for the entirety of the rest of your life. $100 a month, pretty awesome service. Now, we do have online clients where we do the nutrition and training together. That's more. It's $200 or $300 a month, depending on whether you want to do in-person meetings or virtual meetings. But we have all this assistance available. So if you're struggling with anything related to nutrition and training and kind of a positive, healthy mindset, I'm here. I really want to be available for you, and I want to make sure that you can live your best life. Okay, so if you need help, our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. Please reach out. If you like today's podcast or the podcast in general, please share it. You can do so by sharing a link on social media, maybe in an email, text message, conversation with a friend, just letting people know about the benefits of the podcast and how it helped you and maybe how it can help them. So thank you to those who've been sharing the podcast. It's making a huge difference. The numbers are growing, and it's amazing to see that. So we're helping more and more people live their healthiest and happiest lives, which is great. Thank you. Thank you to the patrons of the podcast, people financially support the podcast through the Podbean platform and through the podcast donation link accessible through our Instagram homepage. That link is pretty cool. You can just donate a little bit of money if you want. Help us pay for this podcast every day. So I appreciate those who do that. It's only through your help, financial help, that I can do this every day. Podcast is well over $1,000 a year. It's very expensive to keep this up, but I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I'm going to try to fight for this as long as I can. So the financial help helps a lot. Thank you. If you like the information, you can share more from more with us. You can find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, anything that you want to know, let us know at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.